Garth Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congress was once again able to avert a government shutdown.
We will keep important programs funded for moms and kids, for veterans, for the environment, for housing, and so much more. Because both sides cooperated today, we've taken a major step towards our goal of fully funding the government.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, after the Senate passed a $460 billion package of spending bills, there's still another group of six bills. Those face a March 22nd deadline. President Biden and former President Trump will both be campaigning in Georgia today as the focus shifts to the general election. Two National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent were killed Friday when their helicopter crashed near Rio Grande City. The cause is under investigation. And a United Airlines flight made an emergency landing in Los Angeles after a reported hydraulics issue. Nobody was hurt. It was the fourth emergency this week involving a United flight. This is ABC News. It was a record-breaking winter, and not because it was cold.
The 2023-24 winter season was the warmest on record for the contiguous United States. Meanwhile, some states breaking rainfall records, while others with a drier-than-usual winter. The data in a new report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration follows data from Europe's Copernicus Climate Change Service, showing that our planet just experienced its warmest February on record. NOAA pointing to a strong El Nino in the Pacific that was possibly amplified by climate change due to greenhouse gas emissions. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A court in New Jersey denied a high school's appeal after its boys' basketball team lost a state tournament game when referees incorrectly overturned their buzzer-beating basket. New Jersey's appellate division said judges should generally refrain from interfering with the internal matters of a sports association. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin libraries are on the front lines of helping kids who are struggling to learn to read. March is National Reading Month. Mike Mohn has more.
Even though March is barely underway, parents of Wisconsin kids are being encouraged to plan for summer reading activities, especially if their child needs more skills and confidence in reading. It's National Reading Month, and schools are often tasked with helping students with literacy challenges, and there are dozens of community-based programs across the state. But Blaise Burton of the Mercer Public Library says parents can think about ways to also weave in a less formal approach. His location has a specific summer program that works to draw in kids who aren't exactly enthusiastic about picking up a book.
We give out these passports, and kids and adults can go to all the different libraries in our area and get a stamp and then get entered into a drawing. And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
He says combining accessibility with prize incentives might make reading feel less like a chore. Burton says overall, sticking with topics you're interested in helps lay the groundwork for wanting to continue reading. For preteens, he says graphic novels can be a popular choice.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
He says graphic novels often emphasize a singular word on the page, helping the child to better understand its meaning. And for those in their teen years, literacy experts say they can find books about the issues they're experiencing, potentially serving as sources of strength and encouragement. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lakers were without LeBron James due to a sore ankle, but still managed to beat the Bucks 123-122. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard's shot blocked at the buzzer. Coverage on ESPN.
He'll come off a Giannis screen and get it near midcourt with 5 seconds. Lillard, step back, blocked by Dinwiddie. Loose ball. And now two straight losses for the Bucks after winning six in a row out of the All-Star break.
College hockey. The Badgers men's team fell 3-1 to Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. Game two tonight, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center. Up in Minnesota, the Badgers women's team with a win over the Gophers, 4-3 in overtime.
Now a wraparound attempt, rebound attempt.
Coverage on the Big Ten Network with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, we'll see highs in the low 30s and breezy conditions. North winds gust to 20 miles per hour at times. Clear tonight, a low around 19. Sunshine, mid 40s on Sunday, mid 50s by Monday. That's weather from Civic Media. Right now, it's 19.
I fish, I hunt, and always will. Broadcasting from the Alclair Outdoor Studios. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
That's Dan.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, and that's me, Brett Amundson. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or by watching this on YouTube. I'm in an undisclosed location right now, laying in a cornfield trying to shoot some snow geese. That's Dan Amundson back there in the home studio. Dan, how's it going?
I'm in the big chair. I feel important today.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks.
And then we for this opening segment, we got Joe Henry and Greg Jones right there in a fish house at Lake of the Woods. We're coming from you from all over the place today. How's it going, guys?
Well, it's an outdoor, it's an outdoor show. What do you expect? And by the way, the guy that's running the control station with that really nice mustache, don't they call him Freddy?
Just you, Joe. Just you. It's our special thing.
That's right. Well, we're going to get a report from the fish house at Lake of the Woods from those guys here in a little bit. Also coming up later in the show, I did a walk around at Pheasant Fest in Sioux Falls this year and interviewed all kinds of people. So just stick around. So Sam Soholt, Chad Bloom, all kinds of different people, Carl Gunzer from Purina Pro Plan, and all sorts of people. We'll give you a look at what the record-breaking Pheasant Fest was in Sioux Falls this year, and talk to a bunch of the people that were there as well coming up later in the show. First, Dan, who are our sponsors this week?
This week we have Inver Grove Toyota, the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever is Inver Grove Toyota. When looking for your new rig, head to Inver Grove Toyota. Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic is this weekend, March 8th, 9th, and 10th at Canterbury Park in Shakopee. Learn more at mndeerclassic.com. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort, fish out of a snow bear on Devil's Lake. Learn more at haybaleheights.com. OnX Hunt, landowner information, public land access, and much, much more. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt. Prairie Sportsman, the new season is underway, and you can watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. Plan a trip for this winter at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. And the Midwest Wild Sheep Foundation annual banquet and fundraiser is March 15th and 16th at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka. Learn more at midwestwildsheep.com.
That's right. That is a good time at that banquet. And, of course, we're going to be at the Deer Classic. That's going to be coming up next weekend. We'll be out there Saturday from 11 to 1 in Shakopee at Canterbury Park. So come by and see me. Say hi. We'll talk deer. We'll talk turkeys and all the cool new products that'll be at the Deer Classic this year. Then I'll be at the Tazen Lake Lodge booth the next weekend at the Northwest Sports Show. So stop out and see us there. And new episodes of Prairie Sportsman are resuming here in just a couple of weeks on Pioneer PBS and a local PBS station near you or on YouTube. Dan, I believe that's going to be the Dick Hiley Bass Tournament.
That sounds right. Yeah, really, probably the coolest fishing tournament to ever exist. We got to cover it. Pretty cool story. And that tournament's coming up in a few weeks. We filmed it in October because they had to delay it. But that'll be in May, beginning of May again this year. So if you're looking for a derby to jump in, you got to fundraise some money for St. Jude. But that's the coolest part. So that's coming up beginning of May, I believe. But the episode, yeah, should be middle of the month, middle of March here.
Man, just an amazing, amazing thing. They raised over $1 million. For the St. Jude Children's Hospital last year down by Wabasha. So just what a great cause, run by some great people down there. It's really neat. So watch for that episode coming up on Prairie Sportsman. Now, we might as well head up to Lake of the Woods. And since we got Joe and Greg there standing by, they got a bucket full of fish. How are things going up there in the at the Walleye Capitol?
They're going good. They're going really good.
Great fish on right now.
Look at that. Good time, Greg.
Look at that.
You still got it. Get him in, Greg.
Come on, Greg. You know what? A rod I caught earlier today, Brett. Fished a rod off the bottom. It was a nice one, so I rigged her up and she's working.
Okay, wait a minute. I didn't hear you right. You caught
the rod. You know we're doing good fishing when we're letting we're throwing keepers back. We already got our fish for the day, and we're throwing nice stalkers back. Now, this is a nice stalker.
Yep.
That's actually a nice stalker. But we got so many fish in the bucket, you guys, we're putting them back. We got stalkers. We only got one walleye today. Now we got more than one walleye, but some small ones. They have one good keeper, and we're not the keeper to go. Yeah, rub it in, Greg.
Yeah, you let one go in the hole.
Yeah, and then we have a few perch, nice jumbos, and then Greg got a pike, and I think that's all, isn't it?
Yeah, but
a good day of fishing so far. I'll tell you what, man, it's still winter up on the border. You know, we got big pickups pulling out of wheelhouses around us, and you know we're out in a Lake of the Woods Resort fish house today, but it's still winter. Big trucks are being let on most ice roads. And, you know, if you want to get a race fish in, if you haven't had your fill this year, it's still game on. You know, we'll see how long they last up here. I mean, it's going to be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We'll see. As everybody probably knows, fish houses can be out through March 31st. The walleye stocker season up in the borderland here is through April 14th. And our pike season doesn't close. So, I mean, there's still some opportunity if you want to get out.
Yeah, it's not going to end. It's just going to change. You're going to hit the river, and you're going to chase the pike pretty quick.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking forward to being up there again, and we'll be up there in April for that rainy river fishing. Maybe we'll try to sneak up there for another ice fishing trip before it's over. But, Greg, I just want to back up. First of all, that hook set, you almost fell out of your chair. So that was great. Did you say you caught that rod on the bottom of the lake and then rigged it and just caught a fish with it?
Actually, I caught a stalker, and there was line with it when we got it up, and I thought it was Joe's at first. I asked him, "You fishing red line?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "You got a bobber on?" He said, "No." And I said, "Well, there's something on here," and this right here came up the hole, and it's Lake of the Woods brand. It's got just what you need for fishing up here. So when I was fishing, was a little light, so I swapped reels. The reel had a little mud in it. I'll have to clean it up, but she's working good.
That's great. People always ask what to fish with that Lake of the Woods, and I'll just tell them to bring whatever and just try to catch a rod first.
Yep. Well, I've been involved in catching a few rods off the bottom of the lake here. Sometimes they were lost once, and sometimes they were ones we didn't know were there. I think it's the second time one open water show I got one with Joe once, and they still fished that one. He was there to witness that too. So
it was kind of funny because we caught a jumbo perch, we caught a pike, and of course we got to talk about how you never know what you're going to catch when you set the hook on Lake of the Woods. Next thing you know, we're pulling up our ice fishing rod and reel.
Nice one too.
That's crazy. Now you guys are filming a show right now?
We are. Yep. We're filming an episode of Midwest Outdoors, which Greg and Larry next season, correct?
Yeah, this one will be up like November, December, going into the season.
And we're just kind of showing the culture of ice fishing out of Lake in the Woods, where we always talk about this, you guys, but whether you're a hardcore angler or you're somebody who doesn't ice fish very much, when you can drive out, park at the door of a fish house, step into 70 degree comfort with the holes cleaned out, and the fish house is on the fish, I tell you, it makes it for an enjoyable day. And we're just kind of telling that story.
You can fish walleyes. We're closed too now, so season rains.
Right, extended season up there, and I know people are starting to think about the rainy. Last I heard, Birchdale was still locked up, and I'm assuming that's still the case up there?
It is. Yeah, we saw a report from the Royal Dutchman today, and Kevin did a video from the river. And it had opened up early, and then, of course, with this colder weather we've had now, this is winter-like conditions, so it froze back over. But, Greg, you're a river rat. What do you think about the prognosis for the river coming up?
I talked to Paul there. My guess was the 15th of March. You know, so that gives it, what is it, about the 5th or 6th today, another 10 days. Somewhere between the 15th and the 20th. You know, the Boston Landing's open, but it's been open a couple times, so that ice that's skimmed back on out there, that's probably an inch or so. And one warm day again, and that'll be gone. And it was getting close to frontier, so I'm going to say somewhere between the 15th and the 20th they'll be started out that way. I think we'll be able to fish the lake by the time the SGA 500 comes this year. I think, what are the rules on that? Can we go out there, tournament director?
Yeah, you got it's whatever is accessible basically from Franz Jevny and then to the lake. So, and then wherever you can get out onto the lake on the American side, you'll be able to find all the rules at sportingjournalradio.com. Just look for the SGR 500. And you guys put a lot of pressure on me. You guys caught a fish live on the show. I was really hoping we'd shoot a snow geese live on the show, but I think we're going to be out of time for that right now. But we got a couple hours here yet today, so hopefully we can get it done later this afternoon. But, Joe, if people want to get a trip up there yet for ice fishing or start planning a rainy river trip or a spring trip, what should they do?
Hey, you know what? Real-time information on our Facebook page at Lake of the Woods Tourism. Otherwise, check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Don't miss the 2024 Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic, presented by select Heartland Chevy dealers at Canterbury Park in Shakopee, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. This year's Classic features top hunting celebrities like Pat Nicole Reeve of Driven TV, Melissa Bachman of Winchester Deadly Passion TV, and legendary bow hunter Barry Wenzel. Get your antlers scored, view more than 300 antler entries, and see the latest hunting products, plus a great lineup of lodges and outfitters. Learn more about the Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic, March 8th, 9th, and 10th at Canterbury Park in Shakopee at mndeerclassic.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic at the Denny Sanford Premier Center in Sioux Falls. Now, this event moves around every year. Last year was in Minneapolis. Next year, it's going to be in Kansas City. And if you love the rush to the flush, this event is for you. Let's go in and take a look.
All right, we had to stop by and see Sam here at the Public Land Tees booth. Sam, how's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, today's been slam, so we're loving it.
Saturday, midday, kind of the high point of the weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah, and even though, like, this section of the event is kind of like, kind of sectioned off, like people are actually finding their way here, and so that's good.
Well, this is the first place I came. Yeah, I didn't have any idea where I was going.
Yeah, well, you came to the right spot.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. You've been to a bunch of Pheasant Fests.
Yeah.
How's this one ranking?
This has been really good. You know, we've been to Minneapolis a couple times. We were in Omaha once, but, you know, growing up in Sioux Falls, it's kind of fun to, like, come home and, you know, do a little hanging out in Sioux Falls, but this event's been really good.
Yeah, this is kind of your hometown, right?
Yeah, I grew up here.
So how many people have been like, Sam, I gotta see you while you're here?
Just a few. You okay. know, yeah, have had actually some family come out and some people that I went to high school with, and, you know, just random people like showing up and be like, hey, and I'm like, hey, like, I haven't seen you in 15 years, you know, it's been fun.
You did a little coon hunting. I didn't get to go with. I was a little disappointed, but saw a pretty cool clip of you decoying one in.
Yeah, well, we figured we're here for Pheasant Fest. We might as well save a few eggs. And so we went out and we were able to call one in and get that one taken care of.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And conservation is really what this is about. It's kind of a perfect event for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, for, like, the mission statement between Pheasants Forever and what we do, I mean, it just fits together so perfectly. I mean, they are the habitat organization. Mm-hmm. And at this one in particular, it's sweet because we're part of the Public Lands Pavilion. And so everyone in here is donating at least 10% of the proceeds that they make to the PATH program.
Oh, nice.
And every $25 raised opens up another acre. So for us, every 5 items we sell all weekend is another acre open, another acre open. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so we get to, like, tell people that and be like, oh, you bought 3, that's, you know, 60% of an acre that you just funded.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's the name of the game, but people are also here, you know, talking hunting, talking bird dogs, talking gear.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hit you with a few questions right now. Your personal favorites.
Okay.
Gear questions.
All right.
Best boots for upland hunting.
I'm a big fan of all the Schnee's stuff. So the Kestrels are the new Missions. Like, they're a lightweight, you know, like, kind of like above the ankle boot, but easy to walk in, waterproof, the whole thing. So, yeah.
Best upland vest.
You know, I've only used it a few times now, but the Final Rise, Matt Davis over at Final Rise, is putting out a killer product.
I got the same one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it too. All right, what do you shoot for a shotgun?
I shoot a Savage Renegade.
Okay, so you like three shots?
I do.
No offense to the two-shot guys. I like three shots
as well. Oh, I love three shots. Yeah. Right. And on pheasants, leave it open.
Yeah. That's right. All right, well, have fun the rest of the weekend.
Absolutely.
Thanks for giving us a few minutes here.
For sure.
So we didn't make it far from Sam's booth. We got right next door. Chad, tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, hey, so I'm Chad Bloom. I'm with the Rough Grouse Society, American Woodcock Society. We're part of the Grouse Trail here. Obviously, we represent those two species and then and the forest birds. So this has been a great show for us. We have a ton of upland enthusiasts here. Mm-hmm. Grouse hunters show up, like the rest of us upland hunters. So we've had great conversations. We've been on the stage, the Public Lands Pavilion, talking about how to grouse hunt, how to woodcock hunt. We got a great membership drive we're kicking off. It's our 10th year anniversary of the American Woodcock Society, so we started that celebration right here.
You know, rough grouse get all the attention in Minnesota, yes. But last time I really got into birds, it was all woodcock, pretty much.
And all of a sudden you get into that experience, and you're like, all right, now this is kind of something special.
It was.
You know, and those little buggers pop up, and they're so odd to look at, but they're so cool, that little hinge beak, and now you start targeting them, and you're like, okay, I want to get my woodcock, and then I'll worry about getting grouse kind of thing.
Right.
So, and it's, good woodcock cover makes for a good grouse cover. So you're not hurting yourself on the grouse odds by, targeting woodcock to start.
So we actually filmed a Prairie Sportsman episode up in Beltrami Island State Forest this year. And I've been hearing from everybody just about what a banner year it was for grouse. It was unreal. Dan and I went up and filmed, and we were coming up with grouse recipes as we were driving up there.
Yeah.
We hunted 2 days, 15 miles,
did
not shoot a bird.
Yeah.
And we got 6 inches of snow right before we got there.
So you're right. By all accounts, it was a banner year. We do a national grouse and woodcock hunt, and we've got 40 years of history. So the flush, we track flushes. So the flushes were 40% over the previous high water mark this year. So it was
amazing.
Epic.
Yeah.
And
we did flush some birds.
Yeah.
I don't want to make it sound like it was the Dead Sea, but they were tough.
You know, if you kill a grouse, you've done something.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why I like pheasant hunting.
Yeah, right.
I get to see
it. It actually goes in the pot when you're done.
Yeah.
This is like you're celebrating getting to knock down a sapling.
That's right. Yeah. So we're at the Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic, and one of the questions I've been asking people is pheasant or quail. But now I feel like that's an unfair question for you because you're RGS and American Woodcock Society. But let me ask you, grouse or woodcock? Maybe you already answered that
question. For me, it's grouse.
Okay.
But we talked about woodcock, how fun they are. But from the whole cycle, finding the bird, dog work on the bird, putting the bird in your bag, putting in the pot, for me, it's grouse.
Yeah. So what's your favorite recipe then?
So I love browning grouse in a cast iron, of course, right? Browning grouse. I get the jalapeno jelly. The Tabasco, just the grocery store Tabasco jalapeno jelly. I take the grouse out, I deglaze that, and it makes a beautiful coating on these grouse nuggets, and I just put that over some rice. For me, that's A+.
Okay, two shots or three shots? What kind of gun are you carrying?
So I've got two grouse favorites, side-by-side or over-under.
Okay.
So for me, it's two shots, otherwise I'm pretty much anything else I'm donating.
Yeah, we're really for a rough grouse.
Yeah,
you're lucky to get that second shot.
Totally, it's just out of frustration.
Yeah, right.
Or hope.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
To me, it's two shots, and on to the next.
Right. Well, we're here to promote conservation for bird hunting. Obviously, grouse and woodcock are part of that. So, good luck with everything, Chad.
Thanks, Brad. Really appreciate all your work too.
Thank you.
Yep.
The editor of Gun Dog is with us right now, Callie Parmley. How's it going?
It's been good.
Great show.
Oh, this is my favorite show.
Yeah, this is a good one.
How about you?
Game Fair in Minnesota.
That's up there.
And this one, and it's probably for the same reason because we get to talk about gun dogs.
And talk dogs, and this is, I feel like these are our.
So it's been a good show for you?
It's been a fantastic show. Friday, I was not expecting it to be very busy, and it was packed, and Saturday, today is, haven't sat down yet.
Yeah, well, I've heard from a few people, they think this may be the best pheasant fest yet, so I haven't heard numbers.
We're in the heart of pheasant country, so I don't see why
South
I wouldn't
Dakota?
Be.
Yeah.
There's
no there's no pheasants here.
I've actually talked to a lot of people who have even driven in 3 hours from Minnesota, so seems like a good location.
Yeah, for sure. So tell me about Gun Dog.
Sure, so Gun Dog Magazine is the authority on DIY dog training, I would say. I have some of the best dog trainers in the world writing for us to give our readers the top advice to train their bird dogs. Additionally, we make sure we cover where to hunt, how to hunt, where you want to go this fall, and take your dog with you. So,
is this a monthly?
So we actually do 6 issues a year, 120 pages, coffee table-like, so you don't want to throw it away, right? It's covered in, you know, big, beautiful photography, and we have some of the best photographers and dog trainers writing for us. Susanna Love and Ronnie Smith write for us, and Jerry Cascio, Tom Dawkin, everybody.
Nice.
Very cool.
How long have you been there then?
I've been the editor of Gun Dog for about 4 years now.
4 years, okay.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you have to be good at punctuation for your job? Is that...
No, I'm not very good at punctuation at all, no. I make sure that little red squiggly line on the Word document tells me what to do.
I ran a magazine for a couple of years, and thankfully my sister-in-law was a teacher, and my sister was a transcriptionist, so they were my copy editors.
Perfect,
I could hire family, didn't have to pay them very much.
Yes, I mean, we copy
Thank you, family.
Editor. Yes. Yeah. Copy editing is not my strongest suit.
Yeah, mine either.
I enjoy reading everything every day about dogs, so. Yeah, I mean, I get to look at photos of dogs every day, right?
That's perfect.
I can't hate it, so.
So is this the new issue then right now?
So no, this is actually an older issue. The issue on newsstands now is our annual puppy issue, which is all about sporting pups. And my favorite issue of the year because it's literally 120 pages of puppies. So giving you all the advice on bringing the pup home at 8 weeks, basic obedience, getting them started in the bird dog training.
All right. And then you do some stuff online then?
We do. We have gundogmag.com is a big part of it. If you sign up for a subscription, you get access to our paywall behind our website where you get hundreds of dog training videos along with like unique editorial. And then additionally, we also have a TV show. Have you heard of that? It's called Wild Upland. It's on the Outdoor Channel.
Nice.
It's just following us around in our dogs, chasing wild birds and crazy unique places. Terrible job.
When you think about some of the hunting trips you've taken,
sure.
whether on the show or not,
uh-huh.
what's up there at the top for you?
Alaska is up there for sure.
What'd you do up there?
I have hunted both ptarmigan and caribou in Alaska.
Oh, cool.
Haven't gotten to take my dog up there yet, but even down here in the lower 48, I love to hunt Utah, Montana, Arizona. I've been all over. So it's been pretty unique, pretty fun.
I always wanted to hunt caribou in Alaska. That was number one on my
Bucket
list for a long time. Then it slowly morphed into more of a waterfowl hunt in Alaska.
Yes, so I have a waterfowl hunt in Alaska. It's pretty cool.
I did Kodiak Island a year ago.
There you go.
Alaska's amazing.
Yep, I hunted on Adak Island.
Oh,
so
did you?
Kind of close to there, yes.
What did you shoot up there?
Well, I hunted a cow caribou, and then we're hunting ptarmigan and ducks, ducks.
Sea ducks,
so, yeah. shot my first harlequin up there.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Those are the best.
That was pretty cool.
All right, so what about, are there any other places of the world other than, you know, North America? Did you go South America at all or anything?
Yes, I actually did my first South American hunt last June for doves and perdiz and pigeons, which was unique and fun. And I did perdiz down in the flatlands. I'd love to go down to Patagonia and hunt them up in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
So, that'd be a fun hunt.
Did you get to hunt over the Argentinian pointers down there then?
Actually, we did, and it was so fun. It was so fun to hunt down there with them and see how they run their dogs. And you're out there in the perdiz, and they're in the grass stubble about
this big,
and I'm heading to the tall grass, right? And they're like, no. And I'm like... Come on, and there goes the perdiz out of the short stubble.
It's crazy.
It was pretty cool.
I got to do that, I don't know, 10 years ago, and we were down there for a waterfowl hunt, mm-hmm. and the same thing, you want the perdiz?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
All right, and they had these pointers, and the dogs were amazing, and it was, I did the same thing. I headed for cover as a pheasant.
No, they're over there.
Oh, I get to walk, like, the fairway?
Yeah, honestly, it was, and then the dog goes on point, and I'm thinking, no. And the bird got up right in front of it. It was pretty cool.
Mike, what's your number one bucket list or what
bucket
would you recommend
list,
that you haven't done?
That I haven't done?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I have not shot a mountain quail yet. Does that count?
Sure.
Quail. I'd love to shoot a mountain quail in Washington or Oregon. I would love to take my dog to Alaska and hunt ptarmigan over my dog.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That is a bucket list.
That's hard to. That's a lot of travel.
I've killed ptarmigan in Alaska without my dog, but bucket list to take him up there. And I will drive the 48 hours to do it. I don't care.
All right, well, good luck with the magazine.
Thank you.
Thank you for
your time.
Thanks
for having me on.
Brett has more from Pheasant Fest coming up right after this.
Well, it's coming back again in Minnetonka. It's at the Minneapolis Marriott. It's the annual fundraiser and banquet for the Wild Sheep Foundation. This is a pretty neat time. I've gone many, many times to this banquet. It's great to go back and see some old friends. And they're really doing a lot for habitat and conservation there. There's a lot of money that gets spent on wild sheep and the habitat projects that the these sheep need, and so much of that benefits other wildlife as well. And this year, they've got some cool new things taking place there, a big auction. They're also going to be giving away a couple of statewide youth turkey tags as well. So check it out, the 2024 Midwest Chapter, the Wild Sheep Banquet and Foundation, the Wild Sheep Foundation Banquet and Fundraiser, March 15th and 16th at the Minneapolis Marriott Southwest in Minnetonka.
It doesn't get much better than fresh perch and fresh walleye. If you're looking for an exciting winter fishing destination, come to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort is on the ice with a fleet of snow bears keeping you mobile and warm so you can stay on the roaming schools of fish. Hay Bale Heights on the east end of Devil's Lake has knowledgeable guides, comfortable cabins, and their own lake access, making your trip as successful and stress-free as possible. To book your trip, go to haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
J&A Construction of the Ojibwa area is a proud supporter of the Winter Warriors basketball team and would like to congratulate the Warriors on a successful season. Go Warriors from J&A Construction of Ojibwa, Wisconsin. Contact Josh and the team at J&A Construction for all of your contracting, construction, and remodeling needs by calling them at 715-558-5051. J&A Construction in Ojibwa, Wisconsin, your proud hometown Winter Warrior sponsor. Is your current career a pain in the glass? Tired of working at a boring job with no excitement or extra cash? Well, listen up. Sierra Pacific is hiring. Sierra Pacific currently has crew member openings for their first, second, and weekend shifts. Take your pick of a 4-day, 10-hour shift with possible overtime on Fridays, or work 3 12-hour days on their weekend shift. Both come with excellent benefits, and they offer great starting pay. And you can earn a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join the Sierra Pacific team today and start making that extra dough while also helping the world see clearly. Open your window of opportunity and apply in person, or explore careers at Sierra Pacific Windows in either Medford or Merrill online at SPI-IND.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability and veterans.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny. We'll see highs in the low 30s and breezy conditions. North winds gust to 20 miles per hour at times. Clear tonight, a low around 19. Sunshine, mid-40s on Sunday, mid-50s by Monday. That's weather from Civic Media. Right now, it's 19.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Welcome back to Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Dan Amundson. Right now, Brett Amundson is taking us around Pheasant Fest in Sioux Falls.
All right, one of the things you can do here at Pheasant Fest is check out a lot of different gear. And to me, I mean, you can talk hunting boots, vests, guns, ammunition, but really one of the most important aspects to your gear setup should be hearing protection. Right, Mark?
100%, 100%. Yeah.
So Eau Claire Outdoors, I've been using some custom, the EXP Pros, a custom in-ear earring protection. There's a lot of components to that.
There is. It's a big deal.
Call them exactly, but protecting your hearing is something that's so important when you're out there hunting.
It's super important. It's one of those things that you don't know is gone until it's gone, and you don't know how good it can be out in the field without having them on.
Right.
So it is a cool thing.
So we filmed an episode of Prairie Sportsman at your place here that's going to be airing here soon on Pioneer PBS and all the PBS stations. And we did a little hearing test, and that was kind of interesting.
That was an eye-opener.
From that, right? Yeah.
It was kind of fun because my first hearing test, I learned I had a hearing loss that I didn't know I had. And then that kind of started me on my journey of making sure that we're doing products to protect people's hearing. And so it was fun to do your hearing screening and find out you've really taken good protection of your ears all these years because you have worn hearing protection, knowing that it was the right thing to do. And, man, that was awesome. That was fun.
It's so important. You don't get it back.
And a lot of people out there just think they don't need it. They like to hear. They have to hear here and there. And they got to know which way the birds are coming or where that deer is, you know, stepping on leaves, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of what you have is it still lets you hear those things.
It lets you hear those. And it's one of the questions we get here a lot at Pheasant Fest and everywhere else is, well, can I hear a grouse flush or can I hear a pheasant flush with these? Is it going to stop that? And the answer is absolutely. You'll hear them better than you could normally. And it's just hard to imagine, but that's actually what happens. It's really a cool experience, and you don't get any of the damage from guns. So, yeah.
And real quick, let's just give a little background on Elklear, because the outdoor part of your business is relatively new.
Relatively
new. But you've been in the hearing protection business for a long time.
Right on, yep. So we've been in the hearing industry for a long, long time, 60-some years, family in the hearing industry, and in the late 90s, we got into making products for hearing protection, silicones and things that we use. And then the bigger part of our business is musician products. We make in-ear monitors for musicians, the things they're wearing on stage. We make them for TV crews, broadcast, all things like that.
Guys, and then we're using them.
That's right. Yeah. And then more recently, we had made hearing protection for friends, people that we knew, things like that. We just thought we wanted to make it to a broader audience, so we launched Elklear Outdoors and started making all of our custom hearing protection for everyone.
Let's talk about what else is going on here. Have you made it around Pheasant Fest a little bit?
We have. This is huge, yeah. And this has got to be the busiest Pheasant Fest we've ever been to. I mean, it is crazy here in South Dakota. But yeah, the three different rooms are just filled with the coolest things. And
yeah, what surprised you? Anything stood out for you so far?
Oh man, yeah. Surprised me.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff out there. I don't know what surprised
me. Or anything that caught your eye a little bit.
I don't know. There's a few really cool gun cases out there. There's some neat vests that I'm kind of eyeballing here and there. So, yep.
We're talking gear here. What other piece of gear do you take with you when you upland hunt, no matter what?
Man. What do I take upland hunting no matter what? My dog.
Yeah. Do you bring a med kit for your dog?
Yep.
For
safe we have kit? A little med kit. A med kit for me and a med kit for my dog.
Yeah. Favorite boots?
Favorite boots. I have a pair of Danner grouse boots that I still have. And then I think that's my love right there, probably.
All right. Well, tell everybody where we can find you online.
So you can reach us at Elklear.com or EelklearOutdoors.com.
All right.
We'd love to see you.
Mark, thank you very much.
Man, thank you for coming by.
It doesn't seem like we ever make it very far from the previous booth. We literally went one booth from Elklear here and got to the Her Wilderness booth. Mackenzie, it's like, it's almost like it's like a Watson reunion all of a sudden here at Pheasant Fest.
Yeah.
So tell me about Her Wilderness.
Her Wilderness, we created this company to kind of get more women involved in the outdoors.
All right.
We put on different trips and events all over the United States, and we take women to do things like hog hunting in Texas, iguana hunting in Florida, salmon fishing in Michigan. And outside of hunting and fishing, we do a lot of cool kind of like wellness retreats, off-roading trips, hiking, camping, all of it.
Nice. Well, because I remember you were doing like the women's hunts and the trips and things like that. And the next thing I know, I started seeing sweatshirts and apparel, and apparel is kind of taken off for you.
Yeah, no, the trips are definitely the bread and butter for Her Wilderness, but the apparel kind of just organically came with it because women love to spend money on clothes. So
what?
Yeah. No.
That's all. And bags.
Do
you have purses or just bags?
Just duffel bags for all of our hunting
trips. That's like a big purse.
Yeah.
I could see Sam wearing one of those over his shoulder.
I'll rock one.
I see you got him roped into working too.
He's our booth babe. Yep.
The booth babe.
He's the booth babe.
That's hilarious.
I need muscles, so he helps me set everything up and kind of mans the cash register for me.
Nice. So tell me about some of the trips you've taken that are highlights for you that you brought with you.
Oh, man. Highlights, I guess, for me, sea duck hunting on the East Coast was killer. It's been something I've wanted to do for a really long time. And then every year I go back to Alaska, too.
Oh,
and
cool.
I bring anywhere from 8 to 16 girls up there, and we do week-long trips. And we go halibut fishing and salmon fishing on the Kenai River, and it's a really great time.
I think you should bring guys on that trip.
I know. I need to do a couple of Alaska trips.
Oh, there you go. Yep. That'd be cool. All right, so then what do you have coming up?
All right, what do we have coming up soon here? Let's see. Since it's spring in Minnesota, we're going to be doing a lot of fishing, walleye fishing, crappie fishing, things like that. And then, yeah, spring, South Dakota snows, of course, North Dakota snow goose.
African safari, is that?
Yes, so we, yep, 3 years ago we did a South African safari. We've been going back with the same outfitter ever since.
Wow.
And we bring 10 girls over to Africa every year, and they shoot their bucket list animals. I've never done it. I'm not much of a big game hunter myself, but yeah.
That'd be pretty wild. Have you had a chance to walk around Pheasant Fest?
Not really. We, just like you guys, it doesn't take us long to not get very far,
yeah, right?
We're stopped at one booth, and we made it halfway through this main part of the show, and it's been a great turnout.
Yeah. See anything, Ginger, or maybe some other women's apparel that you're like, that's a good idea.
Yeah. No, there's other women's booths here. Wilderness and Artemis Sportswomen, Her Upland, and we did a social night with them last night, got together, and it's fun to see how many other women's companies are here, kind of doing the same thing together.
I mean, that's getting bigger and bigger now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. There's such a need for it, and it's a great thing.
What else do you think it needs to help that grow?
Oh, man. I think that the education piece of it is super important because girls feel so intimidated, but also to just, like, get out and do it. Get out and go experience it, and once you can get one girl to do that, it's like all bets are off. She takes the gloves off and she's ready to go.
Nice. Well, thanks for the time today.
Yeah.
Good luck here at Pheasant Fest.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Chad Hughes,
Wings North.
Day's kind of winding down. How's it going?
It's awesome.
Yeah?
It's been a
good day?
It was a good day.
It was crazy in here today.
A lot of people. It was a lot of people running around, a lot of customers. It was great.
That's good.
Yeah.
I got to say, your booth is the best one because I could sit down.
It's exactly. That's how we rope everybody in. Make it comfortable. It's comfortable. Brilliant. And inviting.
Brilliant. Tell us about Wings North.
Wings North, located in Pine City, Minnesota. We opened in 1998. We've got 541 acres that we operate on with 20 different hunting fields. Three trap ranges, two sporting clays courses, rifle and pistol range, whole works.
Okay. And people can come out there, they're shooting pheasants, probably chucker.
Pheasants, chuckers, bobwhite quail, pigeons for dog training. So, whole works.
Nice. All right. And so is that, like, you have to be a member? Can you come up for a day? How does that work?
We do both.
Okay.
So you come up, you can do a daily membership, come up and try the facility, do a half day hunt. We treat you with the same amount of disrespect we would any of our annual members, either way. Otherwise, we offer, you come up, try the facility, see if it's something you want to be a part of.
Sure.
And we've been fortunate to be there for 25 years this year, and, treat people the way you want to be treated. What goes around comes around.
What's a good location, being close enough to the Twin Cities, guys can rip up there, yet you're still kind of out of the cities, so that's kind of nice. And then, like, your season, it's basically gives these guys an extended season, too. So if they want to work their dog or go hunt when maybe a season's closed somewhere else, it gives them a chance to get out there and do some walking.
Exactly. I'll get all the guys. Well, I wild bird hunt. Yeah. What do you do the other 8 months out of the year in Minnesota,
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Good luck the rest of the show here, and awesome. We'll see you at the Deer Classic.
I appreciate it. We'll see you next weekend.
All right, Chad.
Always a pleasure.
Brett has more from Pheasant Fest coming up right after this.
Lake of the Woods, the walleye capital of the world, is calling out to you. From the northwest angle to the south shore and Rainy River, this is the Midwest's number one ice fishing destination. Walleye, sauger, perch, northern pike, and eelpout. The fishing on Lake of the Woods is like a world of its own. Experience the most amazing fishing through one of the many full-service resorts featuring heated fish houses, ice transportation, meal plans, and sleeper fish house options. For more information, go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Hey, by the way, our new truck sponsor is Invergrove Toyota, and they got a deal going on Tundras right now. 4.99% APR for 60 months on all 2024 Tundras on approved credit. Don't miss out. That's a better interest deal than I have in my truck right now. So I might be stopping back into Invergrove Toyota. They sold that really nice black one that was on the showroom, but they're building another one that they'll have there. Otherwise, right now, they've got a 1794 edition. It commemorates the founding of the Texas Ranch that's currently the site of the Toyota assembly plant in San Antonio, where the Tundra pickup truck is built. The 1794 Tundra reflects a Western theme with unique saddle brown leather upholstery and imitation suede inserts and matching leather bits on the shift console, door trim, and instrument panel. See that right now at Invergrove Toyota, right off of Robert Street 494 in Invergrove Heights.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand. The number one hunting GPS app just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Fife's Barbecue and Ice Cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 23rd and 24th.
Step into a timeless journey at Frazier's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Take the hometown approach with TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin. Trust Terry and his reliable equipment for your mulching, trail building, and fall food plot needs. Think of TP Land Services for your tree removal and stump grinding needs, too. Terry's all about meeting rigid requirements with a flexible approach. Call TP Land Services at 715-492-1102 to get a jump on that spring trail or fall food plot today. Terry and the team would like to issue a congratulations to the Winter Warriors on an excellent season. Go Warriors from TP Land Services in Winter, Wisconsin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny. We'll see highs in the low 30s and breezy conditions. North winds gust to 20 miles per hour at times. Clear tonight, a low around 19. Sunshine, mid-40s on Sunday, mid-50s by Monday. That's weather from Civic Media. Right now, it's 19.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Amundsen. Right now, Brett Amundsen is taking us around the National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic that was last weekend in Sioux Falls.
So we're talking a lot about dogs here at Pheasant Fest, and we're talking about dog gear and dogs and dog training. But really, one of the most important things is dog health. So we got a veterinarian here. Let's talk about dog health.
Let's talk about dog health.
Dr. Ruth Ann Lobos joins us right now. I know you're with Purina.
Yes. Yep. So I'm a senior veterinarian with Purina. I still practice a fair amount, too. And then I'm certified in rehab and veterinary acupuncture, too.
What's the weirdest thing somebody's asked you about a dog injury?
Ooh, the weirdest thing. That's a tough one. We get all kinds of questions that run the gamut. Nothing comes directly to mind with weirdness.
All right. Well, what's the most common dog injury you see from hunting dogs?
Yeah. So hunting dogs, I mean, certainly it's going to be a little bit dependent on where you're hunting, but I would say kind of the most common we see are a lot of times the tears from the barbed wire.
Oh yeah.
Because those dogs, God love them, they are tearing after that bird and they lose all perception of self-safety, and so we'll see a lot of lacerations from barbed wire.
I've actually been on a big push trying to get more barbed wire removed from public hunting land.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of places, you know, that I hunt in Minnesota where it's, you know, it's old farmland that's been sold to the state, and there's a lot of old barbed wire, and some of it's just buried. It's hard to get out.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out.
And inevitably, the dog ends up there one way or another. So it's terrible. So what if somebody's hunting in an area where there could be barbed wire or they run into it, what should they have with them?
Yeah, that's a question we get a lot. And sometimes it's shocking to me how people have things in their vest kit that they don't even know what it's for, how to use it, or they haven't checked their kit in, you know, since the last time they went hunting and we're starting a new season. I love to say that dilution is the solution to pollution. So when they have a laceration, certainly a multi-tool, I think, is going to be Leatherman, whatever it may be, something that has some pliers on it, especially if the barbed wire gets twisted or, you know, if they run into a porcupine, you got that as well that can be used. But then having some wound flush that's there. So even if you're away from the truck, if we can get that debris out of there, that bacteria out of there, that's going to set that wound up for healing a little bit more quickly.
So what about like a staple gun or anything like that?
Yeah, the stapler, there's so many people that have it in there and they're like, I don't know, I'm kind of scared to use it. So I do recommend practicing with your stapler before you get out there. If you don't have experience doing that, you can use things like in veterinary school, we used a ripe banana. And you put a little cut in it, and it has about the same tissue grab as skin does. Or like a kitchen sponge is just another way to be able to feel how that stapler is gonna get in there. But if you are, again, going to be closing off that wound, it needs to be clean. I've seen more bad closures because they haven't actually flushed that wound out, and then it easily gets infected and turns nasty real quick, that if they would have just left it open as long as the bleeding has stopped, and then letting a professional like myself stitch it up is probably a better call.
Some of they're not even really bad injuries, but some of the craziest ones I've seen is my dog one time, we were hunting sorghum.
Okay.
And she cut the underside of her tongue on a blade of sorghum.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, blood was just like shooting out of her. She's like, blood's just like shooting out.
Yeah.
And I was on a trip, of course, and it was a Sunday, of course.
Yep.
And I was out in the middle of nowhere, and since it was a tongue injury, I've always been like, those usually heal up on their own pretty quickly.
Yep.
So I quarantined her in a bathroom, and then just kept an eye on her.
Right.
And the next day, I mean, it looked like
like a murder scene, yes.
But she was fine, and the bleeding had stopped, and she was okay.
That's the plus and the minus of a mouth injury is it has a lot of blood flow, so even a small cut can look catastrophic.
Yeah.
But also on the good side of that, it has a good blood flow, so the healing process is usually pretty quick.
And one of the other, bringing it back to barbed wire again, I was hunting with another guy who was borrowing a dog. It wasn't even his dog.
Yeah.
He was borrowing a buddy's dog. And we were actually going to go duck hunt, and we had a hike in on this public land. So we got bags of decoys on our shoulders, and we're trekking down. We had to go like a half mile to get to the slough, and we had to walk a fence line. And I'd known it, so I kind of walked it wide to keep my dog away from the fence line. And his dog was just like, just 1 year old, full of energy. And he took off running, and that guy yelled for him, so he turned back like, what? And then when he did that, his tongue caught on a barb. On the barbed wire fence, so his head snapped back. I'm like, oh gosh, first morning with a borrowed dog,
right?
And it was like the cartoons. He pulled his head back and his tongue stretched out.
Oh gosh,
popped off and snapped back, and then he was fine.
Yeah,
and so there was no big tear or anything.
That's
amazing. It only bled for a little bit, so thankfully everything was good. But
that brings me back to another point of, you know, when you mentioned it was a Sunday, you were out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's one of the, it seems so basic, but it can potentially save your dog's life and also save you a lot of angst, is before you're going out there, wherever you're going, to locate the nearest both emergency vet or just veterinarian in the area and put that information, write it down on a piece of paper if you want to go old school, put it on a note on your phone so you've got it. And so that way you're not standing out there like with your phone up in the air waiting for the page to load because you only have half a bar and all of that. So having that on hand can be super beneficial in those emergency situations.
Be prepared.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Hey, by the way, our new truck sponsor is Invergrove Toyota, and they got a deal going on Tundras right now. 4.99% APR for 60 months on all 2024 Tundras on approved credit. See that right now at Invergrove Toyota, right off of Robert Street, 494 in Invergrove Heights.
All right, making our way around Fest and Fest here. We're at the Bird Dog stage, actually right in front of the Bird Dog stage. And, of course, Purina Pro Plan is here, and Carl Gunzer is with us right now. How you doing, Carl?
I'm good. It's been a good show, huh?
Yeah, it's been kind of wild here today. Seen a lot of really cool things, talked to a lot of really cool people. You know, these are such great events because not only do you get to see some of the latest and greatest gear, you get to see some of these new companies that are out there, get to talk Bird Dogs, but you see a lot of people that, you know, like for us, we shared a hunting trip.
Yeah.
So you get to start telling hunting stories, and then, you know, just seeing some old friends. So that's one of the things I look forward to out here.
Well, and all the people, you know, the dogs are what brings all the people together. So people like Rick and Ronnie Smith that, you know, are presenting, Tom Dockin, all the great hunters and people we've come to know through the business are here. So it's like homecoming.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and this is about conservation, it's about hunting, but really the best part of particularly upland hunting, in my opinion, are the dogs.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
That's right. I mean, so, it's not fun really to upland hunt, pheasant hunt without a dog, and I think the dog is, the reason I know you is a dog, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, for sure, which I got those dogs with, or one of them.
The old yellow dog.
The old one, Mika, she's 13.
Yeah, wow, so, yeah, she was in her prime then.
Yeah, that had been eight, 9 years ago, It was a while ago. That was a fun trip. It's a fun trip. So have you had a chance to walk around?
I have. It's great to see all the different organizations, from nonprofits, all the dog organizations, all the different clubs, the companies. So it's really a great event it's unique and it has so many dogs and dog-centric. And there's not many events you can go to and bring your dog, and this is one of them.
Well, thankfully, Sioux Falls had a place that sells Pro Plan, because I ran out of dog food on this trip, so I was able to get some more while I was here. What's new with Purina Pro Plan?
Well, we still make all the great sport formulas, which are really designed for hunting dogs, active dogs. We now have some joint supplements to help, especially with older dogs.
I need some.
As they get older, to help keep those joints lubricated and keep them active later in their use.
Do they work for people, too?
Because I can probably use them as well.
But anything catch your eye, anything that you've seen that you're like, oh, that's kind of a neat idea?
You know, not anything super new, but you know what I am seeing is a lot of different audio places now. So now hearing protection, you know, all of us that have been shooting forever are half deaf. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a lot of companies with hearing protection, a lot of new manufacturers of clothing and all that. So I think just more and more on X, more of the companies for...